Dozens of people stood at a microphone in a huge aircraft hangar and told a Pease colonel about their health problems and their experiences at the base. They were called routine, unprotected interactions with chemicals now known or suspected to be toxic. Bonnie Peterman's husband Wayne worked at Pease decades ago. He later died of cancer.
He was 67 years old. As I said, we'd been married 16 months.
Ma'am, do you know what occupation he had while he worked on the base for those 22
years? I really don't. I have some papers.
We can find that out, ma'am.
Okay. So Wayne Peralt, the love of my life.
Officials believe Pease is the first base in the country to look beyond common PFAS chemical contamination to try to tackle a broader range of exposures. They hope to identify next steps in the coming months. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.